is 342174.
How much is the ballot? I'm going to protest paying it, but I'll vote for it, but. Go ahead, you can call us back for the wrong.
So do you know which funeral home we're not on?
We're back from recess. Before. I'll let you make your comments during discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Accounts payable, moved it. Approved checks numbers 342056 through 342179. Take out 342174, though. A journal entry from outstanding checks to unclaimed fees. Journal entry from transfer station to road and bridge. Transfer from GCR. Journal entry for paper usage and a transfer from GCR to road bridge for Kirbyville Law.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks number 342056 through 342179. Five journal entries as presented. And to not approve check number 342174. Discussion.
There's a check in there, Ron. I wish that Mrs. Neely would come forward. Actually, this is not any way her fault whatsoever, but I protest the fact that we're having to pay a bill for a reprinting of ballots that the state messed up on their amendments for, and we haven't been paid for that, or we haven't been paid for a recount, and I personally think it's So it ended up, the reprinting of the ballots cost us $16,316.62. That is the state's responsibility. And I just wanted to make that a matter of record. I know we have a bill here for reprint and printing of ballots. So I just wanted to make that a matter of record, and you can explain that if you want to.
There's your amount of reprint.
13,835.
Yes. Okay. The way the law works on either an August or a November election, we're required to run the election for the state because we're already running the election. However, we had to do a recount, and we have submitted a bill to the state for that, and we had to do reprinting of ballots because the constitutional amendments were challenged in court, and even though we were certified properly, they recertified after the court made their decision, so we were required to reprint those, and we have already submitted a bill to them for that. The issue lies as to whether or not that is going to get paid. I talked to Senator Krause, both in my office. He came to visit me, and that was one of the issues we discussed. At that time, I requested him to put some legislation in place that protects counties from the state ordering changes to the ballot. If Cheney County were to make a mistake, we would have to pay for the entire ballot, including the state's portion of that ballot. However, if the state makes an error or there is a court order changing, I feel the state then is responsible for paying their portion of the bill. So I asked him to work on some legislation. While we were at the MAC meeting, that issue came up once again when we were talking about unfunded mandates, and he was referring to some things with the Hancock that required the state to pay. So I addressed him at the MAC meeting, which is Missouri Association of Counties, and I asked them then what he was doing, and he told us, he told the entire membership that he had put in for a supplemental to the budget for the state and is requesting that money. And, of course, then it'll be up to the legislators to vote on it and then the governor to release that funds. So we're hoping to receive that money, but I don't expect it until sometime next year. But there is no guarantee. So my request to Senator Krause was that they do some changes in legislation so when there is a change ordered by either the courts or the state, that the state is then responsible. So I'm hoping in the future we'll see some legislature. Until then, we are bound by law to pay for that.
Well, I just wanted to make that a matter of record. I just don't think it's right. There's a lot of things that are set up that's not exactly
fair.
So that's I guess takes care of that billing issue.
In a nutshell, currently we're asked to pay the bill, and we are hopefully taking steps through the state to see if there's an opportunity to be reimbursed for that reprint.
Yes, sir. And that money all goes back into the commission fund because that's where that money is coming from. Okay.
Sheila, do you want to address this on accounts payable?
Okay.
No? Yes?
Donna said you had a question on the payment on the Aldridge check.
We held it.
You held it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, held it?
Didn't approve it.
It's the first payment of the agreement that was signed.
Yes.
And is next week's your last time to meet this year to approve accounts payable? Is that correct?
No.
The 14th or
we
something?
We can meet
like
anytime we want up till December 31st, 5 o'clock.
I think Joanna told me that the 14th.
Appreciate that. The county can approve any bill up to 5 o'clock, December 31st.
Will it come out of my budget then for 2014?
Yes, it would. The reason that we didn't approve this, Sheila, is because you asked us to approve the check, and then there's a note here that says we were told you're going to hold it.
To give it to myself, and then there's one for the clerk. Thank you. Forgot who he was.
If you're approving this,
because
you're
I want them to
okay
come down
us,
and sign, I want to hand it to them. I don't want you to mail. I said, please do not mail. That they are going to come down, and I was been on the phone with them this morning. They have certain things. They were to have the program in, trained, and full by October 1st. There are things that they're still doing. We're trying to do a month-end settlement, and we're having to work on him installing that right now.
And if that doesn't happen, then they would not receive the check?
If he doesn't come down and see that this is done right there, I would not hand him the check. I would not come to the agreement. I don't want that check mailed to him until we see that they have satisfactory done.
I don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with doing what we believe we should do, which is hold it ourselves. We have an approval here that you've signed for this check to be mm-hmm. written. We have the auditor stamp that funds are available for the payment of this check. And if we approve paying it, then that's what needs to happen. We need to pay it. So all we're doing is just holding it on a temporary basis until you release us. I think that's our understanding, and state that you're happy with what's happened.
And I would get it cut then?
Yes.
Well, within 24 hours.
Okay. So if he were to say he was coming down, he's asked for payment some time ago, and a not. If he were to come down at the end of this week, and proved and got the things done at this point.
We will take care of it.
Then I would contact who? Do I send the county commission an email and say we need to
move forward?
Approve this check.
That'd be great.
That's all I need to do.
Yep.
Okay.
We will faithfully pay the bill if you release it for us to pay. But for us to write the check and then not give it to a vendor, I'm not sure we can do that.
Well, I do know it's been done, but I just want
to... I believe that.
Yes.
The big question is, if the work doesn't get done to your satisfaction and you have a check in your hand that has been released by the county commission, then there's a problem. You see what I'm saying? If the work isn't done to your satisfaction, doesn't...
We probably would be having to call an attorney in.
We're on your side here.
You know what I mean? I know you are. And I'm I'm not happy with what I'm seeing, what I'm working with on the software, but I've got it. I've got to work, and they've got to bring it up to do the job. What we had under old provider was much...
Much what?
Much more user-friendly and more automatic, more automated, as you would think a computer would be. You would think if you're upgrading, that would mean you're going better. I just worked with him to run the month in. I have to compile figures and then enter them manually.
We're just being dutiful, being cautious.
We will have to pay him, I believe. We've got it. But I want to see that things get done right now.
But what you're saying is, you said we will have to pay him, but we don't have to pay him until it meets your satisfaction of the contract.
Well, we're doing him in three installments, and we're using the program, and so I do believe we'll have to do the first installment, but before we do that, I want to see that things are done right now. We want, like, next year we have to start in the tax sale program, the tax sale end of it. See, I can't test that now and everything, and he doesn't, and so I won't see that until then. But in that second installment, I would want all of that done before it was paid. You follow what I'm saying? It's in installments. But before this one is done, we should have had all this information by October 1st and been running. But as long as...
Do we need to start over and look at a different company completely?
No.
You can't now.
What's that? I'm just asking a question. I mean, I've been here 2 years. We've gone through two programs. Is that right? We already had one in place whenever I was first elected, and we didn't like them. And now we're using another one, and we're not liking them.
We already had one in place. I had Jim Travis, and I loved it. Yes, Travis Computer Service. But the program is sound as a number, since it's out there in 21 counties. It's that it's not as automated as the program that we had. You have to, and to do the steps to wait on you to come in, you go through maybe 6-7 steps to where I did one before. So there's certain things that I want improvement on. And when I just saw this month in, he probably saw a different side of me, because I could not believe that it wasn't automated coming over into one total instead of...
Do you think they're going to be able to do what you want it to do? Are you going to be satisfied with the program after they get all the bugs worked out?
I plan on them satisfying this county with this program. I plan on they need to bring it up. And I hope the other counties that they're with will be happy for it. I can't... It's hard to me imagine.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. So the other counties that are happy, obviously, are happy with the program that's in place. But what we're doing is asking for additional components that the other counties don't have?
I'll give you an example. I spent 8 hours Friday balancing their credit card online payment program. They told me Platte County, and so I talked to the other counties now, because you don't hear that. They have one girl that all she does is balance their online program and their bad checks. to the checkbook. We have our provider before, and we're going to be working on that, but at the end of the day, on that, I've told him it's unacceptable. I don't have the staff, and I don't have, you just shouldn't have to do that. When your program before puts it, it is already put out for you what's settled and not settled. And this is just an example. You, much more time consuming. And it should be the other way. So I told him by the end of the day on that, we're going to work something out. Or else they're going to make an arrangement to go with their old credit card provider. I'm trying to not take up too much of your time on this.
No, that's all right.
But too much room for error with the time frame I have.
Now I've got a question for you.
Yes.
And it doesn't directly involve you, but we had taxpayers in this morning asking, this program that we have just says other personal property instead of having it itemized out. And next year they said that they would have it completed with everything itemized out, which if I was a taxpayer, I'd want to know exactly what I was getting taxed on individually. So is this is the same program, right?
It's one of those things, Danny, that we're dealing with. In the conversion, when they brought it over, they put everything under other property that was not vehicles. They put farm equipment, mobile homes, business property, and so forth. They called me on mobile homes, and they said, does this have to be that we're told that you want this separate? And I said, absolutely. And they wanted reasons. I gave them reasons, and I said it has to be separated. They never asked me on business, personal, or livestock. Then when it comes down to the printing of the statements, I find out business personal was with it. I started to reject the whole thing, although we were pushing time. And I, at that time, the only reason we let him leave that is I called the city of Branson, and they said that the business personal, they didn't care. It did not have to be split out. And so I let him stay for this year. But, yes, next year they know. But what I hear each time is no other county requires that. Every time I say, I can't believe you're doing this way, they say, well, no other county requires that. But, yes, next year all of that is required. We've told them, and it is to be split out. But we'll have to stay after them ahead of time and make sure that that is done, that on your tax statement, your livestock, because the farmer has to have that livestock split out to for his income tax purposes.
Right.
And there's just lots of things, reasons that bottom line is we want it split out. We shouldn't have to prove our case as to why it has to be. And, yes, they know it's to be split out.
And we are getting a lot of changes made, just like our first book, DOE, that came over to you, didn't have some of the things on it that you wanted. We worked on that agenda, and it's being changed for you. It mm-hmm. didn't have the texture on it, didn't have some of the reasons why. They're tweaking that for us as we move on, because some of the other counties didn't operate that way. But we like the detail here in Tina County.
Yeah.
So we are making those changes, having those.
An answer to you on that, Ron, that is an exception. They are doing something more than what, you know, the other counties have on that. The other counties, it goes straight through. It's a time factor. And there's just there's certain things on this first payment I would like to, due to that time factor, I'd like to if you don't have that check in your hand, you're a little bit more apt to get on something a little quicker.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. But do you see my reasoning?
But do you see mine?
Mm-hmm.
You signed for us to approve this check.
Yes.
The auditor confirmed the monies were present.
Yes.
If we write the check, we're going to send it to the company. So what we've done is we're holding this until, in fact, you have actually approved it for payment. And then we will send the check out.
We don't normally send the check to the company until we send it to wherever it's requested, like if it's a one that sometimes that we take and hand deliver on, like if you're going to a meeting or so forth, rather than, as long as we all understand that if they come down at the end of the week and it comes down, then they are able to get the check cut. Because, like I said, I have been told that the 14th, I thought, was the last day to get a...
I believe that's what the auditor has sent out to people, so that they will be dutiful in getting in the bills, right?
But you're telling me as the commission that you...
We're going to take care of this check if you tell us...
For 2014. Okay. I thank you so much for that, then.
Comments?
I think the bottom line is that we all are trying to get what's best for Taney County. Taxing.
I just don't want to use 14 companies before we get to what's best for Taney County.
When we went out for bid with this company, yes, when we went out for bid with this company, I did not realize, like on the credit card, that I was going to go through this company and then deal with three other providers. Uh-huh. Nowhere in it did it ever tell me that. And no, I don't want to do that. And I'm going to go back and call him. I was on the phone, and I told him I had to leave on that. And we're going to go back to work on the issue that we're working with, trying to get it solved.
Well, I believe it would be safe if you were to tell him that the county commission will approve this invoice when you tell us to. Is that right, gentlemen?
Well, thank you.
Thank you. There is a motion on the floor to approve accounts payable with the exception of number 342174. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And Dan, it's duly noted that you brought up the
reprinting of the ballots.
Reprinting of the ballots and the cost that was incurred there. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session and executive session.
Motion for approval of regular session minutes 10:27 and 11:10 and executive session minutes 10:20.
Second.
With
corrections.
Motion's made and seconded to approve regular session minutes dated October 27th, November 10th, and executive session minutes dated October 20th. As corrected, discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We don't have the others.
What about checking out? There's no checking out for me either.
That was it. Girls, if you're listening, I did not have the other two copies that we need to sign on accounts payable. If you could get those to us, we will sign those.
There's three. There will be three copies, Ron. One with a refusal of payment.
City of Rockaway Beach, wastewater treatment, flow meter engineering project.
It's a long time for a project, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here today to present actually two funding agreement requests, one from the City of Rockaway Beach and one from Bull Creek Village that are specific to the same project. That's why if you read these staff reports, they read pretty much identical. It's in regards to a feasibility study to have Toth Engineering do a study of the flow metering equipment that serves the regional treatment plant operations in the City of Rockaway Beach. The regional treatment facility is the facility that treats the wastewater generated by Merriam Woods, Bull Creek Village, and the City of Rockaway Beach. and possibly in the future, the Venice on the Lake area through a project, future project by the Regional Sewer District, whenever they choose to pursue that project. The flow metering equipment is the basis by which that whole system operates. That's the means by how the billing is determined, that each entity pays monthly. Toth earlier this year had completed a rate analysis in which it was determined that the sewer user charges were which originally started out at $1.50.
You said Toth, that's the engineering company, correct?
Yes, Toth Engineering, I'm sorry. The engineering study completed by Toth Engineering indicated that the rates were, which originally were $1.50 per 1,000 gallons, needed to see an increase across the board up to around $2.85. Which the entities have passed the necessary ordinances and resolutions, and those rate increases have been established within their communities. But during that rate analysis, that's when it was determined that the flow metering equipment was very deficient, leading up to possibly 27 to 30% of the revenues not being seen by the regional facility. And that's what spurred the deed for these entities to want to explore how to make the improvements to the flow metering devices within their communities. The reason Merriam Woods is not a part of this is that they already have HDR engineering, is already doing work for them, and included in that work that HDR is doing for them is flow meter improvements. So that's how this is kind of set up, and that's how this has come before you all today. And I could read each, we could take each funding agreement however you want to do it.
I just have one question on the terms.
Mm-hmm.
It says this agreement shall become effective upon execution and shall remain in full force and effect until the project is complete, but no later than December 31st, 2014.
Okay.
So we have to turn right around and file an extension on it?
Okay. That was a concern I had. What happened is that these were issued, these were sent to the entities on the 28th of August.
Right.
Not having a quorum at a meeting for Bull Creek Village, and there's some other issues there. I didn't receive these back until probably a week and a half ago. I knew that with the time running out on these that it was going to be questionable whether this work could be done by that date or not. I talked to the county attorney who's approved these as to form. I talked to her. I said, can we go in and modify the termination date if the entities agree to that and just insert a new page in there. She stated that in her opinion, this is Jill Patterson, she stated in her opinion that if that date's changed, then the whole agreement would have to go back before the entities and be reviewed and approved again. And looking at the time that it took to get these this far, she said what I would recommend is go ahead, approve the agreements, and then if they do have to come back, then they would just come back and ask for an extension. I was trying to hit off something that I know is probably going to happen. I don't want to take any more of your gentleman's time on these issues than we...
Well, the City of Rockaway Beach funding request is just a little over $2,100.
Yes. That's 50% of the total project cost. Yes, sir. But that's a good question.
Let's do them one at a time.
Okay. Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant Flow Metering Feasibility Study Project.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve an agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach for the Rockaway Beach Regional WWTP Flow Metering Feasibility Study Project. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Move to approve intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and Bull Creek Village for the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant Flow Metering Feasibility Study Project.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve an intergovernmental agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri and Bull Creek Village for the Rockaway Beach Regional WWTP Flow Metering Feasibility Study Project. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Next issue we have is ASI Administrative Services Agreement. Let's stand in recess for just a couple of minutes until we can obtain this agreement.